All right, Shay. You know how we're releasing all the files these days, the FBI files?
Oh, yeah.
On, you know, JFK and...
Oh, Epstein?
No.
We're not releasing those?
No.
That's so
silly. But like JFK and then the aliens.
Oh, grainy footage of just some lights in the sky.
UFOs, all that kind of stuff. We're releasing it all. Well, back in 2019, we also made a big drop. Big file drop.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. So I'm still thinking about the farts episode. So.
Well, we might include pieces of that. It is from the same news source, Vice News, but this one is from Matthew Galt. And the headline reads, the FBI has published its cache of Bigfoot files.
Oh, they didn't know they had a cache of Bigfoot files.
I know. And nobody even asked for it. Like,
right, nobody asked for it.
That's how you get it. You don't ask for it. Stop asking for the Epstein files. Then we'll let them go. Let them out. Okay, the FBI has unlocked its Freedom of Information Act vault to reveal what it knows about Bigfoot. According to the newly released files, the feds did analysis on strange hairs of unknown origin for the Bigfoot Information Center and Exhibition. That's a thing.
That's a mouthful.
The Bigfoot Information Center and Exhibition.
An exhibition.
This is a cryptozoological society devoted to studying the mythical beast. Starting in 1976. What the feds found wasn't a shock. The hairs came from
deer, foxes, coyotes,
not a mythical ape.
Nope.
According to the documents, BIC first wrote the FBI thanks to a likely prank played on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The engineers used to publish local atlases that detailed America's flora and fauna. It seems so like not out of their scope.
But anyway, also kind of quaint, like given today.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how cute. Yeah. What a cute little hobby the government used to have.
Yeah. Looking at the flora and fauna. The 1975 edition for the Pacific Northwest included a reference to Sasquatch, complete with a map of possible sightings and cryptic references to the FBI. Alleged Sasquatch hair samples inspected by FBI laboratories resulted in the conclusion that no such hair exists on any human or presently known animal for which such data is available.
So wait, they're saying that some of the hair, they just couldn't tell what it was. Like they couldn't say this is a deer hair or this is from the 1970s, right?
Yes.
And before DNA technology.
Right. So they had nothing to compare it to that matched.
Okay.
Nothing they had matched. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People noticed the entry in the Atlas, and it caused a flurry of news stories and more than a few letters to the FBI demanding that it release the results of the cryptid hair test.
Okay.
So this made people think, hey, wait a second.
If you can't tell us what it is, it must be Bigfoot.
It must be Bigfoot. You better tell us, fools. In quotes, will you kindly, to set the record straight once and for all, inform us if the FBI has examined hair which might be that of Bigfoot. When this took place... If it did take place, and what the results of the analysis were, Peter Byrne, director of the BIC, wrote to the FBI August 26, 1976. Please understand that our research here is serious.
Is it?
Do not make fun of them, Shay.
Okay, I will try to control myself.
He continues, this is a serious question and needs answering, end quote.
Serious question.
The FBI politely wrote back to Byrne and explained that it had never done any analysis on cryptid hair. In response, Byrne sent the FBI a packet containing 15 hairs attached to a flap of skin.
Ooh.
He and his team couldn't identify the samples and wondered if the FBI could help.
So did they?
The FBI laboratory conducts examinations primarily of physical evidence for law enforcement agencies in connection with criminal investigations, the FBI wrote back, occasionally on a case-by-case basis. In the interest of research and scientific inquiry, we make exceptions to this general policy. With this understanding, we will examine the hairs and tissue mentioned in your letter.
Okay.
I know it almost sounded like they're like, nah.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're not playing around with this.
We don't do that kind of thing, but we'll do it.
Yeah, like somebody was bored.
On February 24th, 1977, the FBI wrote back and told Byrne it had concluded its analysis. The hairs, which you recently delivered to the FBI laboratory on the behalf of the BIC, have been examined by transmitted and incident light micropathy. Wow, that's a lot of words. Yeah. I don't understand.
They don't fit together very well.
They don't fit. An assistant FBI director wrote, "It was concluded as a result of these examinations that the hairs are the deer of the deer family. The hair sample you submitted is being returned as an enclosure to this letter. In fact, you could have your damn hairs."
Yeah, we don't want this crap.
These are so not Sasquatch hair.
Take your deer hairs back. Your rotting piece of beard closed. Skin.
There's no Sasquatch, at least according to the FBI's single known analysis of a possible cryptid hair sample.
From 1977.
Well, it came in 76. They got him the results in 77.
Okay.
They did a lot of research.
It's been a while, though.
I know.
Before
like,
I was
how
born.
We not have any more? Hey, shut up. Yep. So, case closed. There's no Sasquatch, at least according to the FBI's single known analysis of possible cryptid hair sample. For others, the truth is still out there.
It's out there.
Hell, the U.S. Navy has been candid with all kinds of information about UFOs recently.
Have they?
No.
Have they been?
No. This was in 2019, so I don't
think they're being candid now. They're just releasing a bunch of grainy footage.
Yeah.
And like people reporting things.
It's all redacted.
Yes. I would like it. So the Bigfoot files is like pictures of Bigfoot. And there's this big bar across his crotch. That's how they're redacting it.
There's a lot of drawings in here. There's no actual pictures. But
do any of them include his junk?
I mean, that's under the hair.
Total different article. I did see in Vice that there was a whole series of articles about that one politician that was also the Bigfoot porn guy.
Oh, no.
I was like, maybe we need to do those.
Yeah, we'll have to add that to the next one. I did not see that.
Excuse me, Bigfoot erotica.
And he's a Bigfoot, I mean, an FBI agent?
No, he's a politician.
Oh, politician. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sounds right. That sounds right.
And he wrote some Bigfoot erotica. I think you came across him when you were doing your research into the Bigfoot erotica. Yeah. I think we mentioned him.
I've tried to bury all of that from my memory.
Yeah, don't look into Bigfoot erotica, guys. It's not okay. If you want to hear the episode, it's on our Patreon. It's safely behind a paywall.
Yeah.
And if you really want to listen to it, it was a rough episode. It was back in the day.
I did my research. I tried to tell the tale.
She had to listen to some books of Bigfoot erotica that were maybe just like camouflaged child abuse material.
And just because it's a Bigfoot doesn't mean it should be interested in a teenage girl.
No. Anyway, well, thank you.
Right after the teacher. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's
go away from there. No, we're going. We're moving our minds away from there.
I've forgotten back to it. Now it's stuck in my
head
again.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. We'll see you next 5-Minute Friday after Jody yawns. I think Jody's done.
Done.
Bye.
And it's a Bigfoot story.
Oh, it's not about farts. Is it about farting Bigfoot?
It could. Well, I'll add that in.
Okay. Bigfoot poots and toots. Toots. You've been listening to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes. We thought maybe you had forgotten. How could you forget? We are your hosts, Shay.
And Jody.
And you can find all things on our website, rainydayrabbitholes.com, like sources, notes, pictures, links, whatnot. That beautiful website is designed and managed by the amazing and talented Letha Davis at easybreezy.com. That's easybreezy, easybrzy.com. All episodes are edited and produced by me, Shay, and you can reach out with any questions or comments at shay@rainydayrabbitholes.com. That's S-H-E-A. Thanks for listening. Please share the podcast with your friends and family and stay curious.
See you down the rabbit hole.
It's Sunday morning, and that wonderfully relaxed feeling of a long, lazy day lingers in the air. If you want to make the moment last, may I suggest the perfect solution? The Martin Sheen Podcast. Join me, your host, Martin Sheen, for beautifully crafted 20-minute programs filled with never-before-heard stories of my life, along with personal reflections and poetry that inspires. The Martin Sheen Podcast is the perfect Sunday refresh, a chance to take a deep breath, relax, and know that the stress of Monday may be just around the corner, but not here, not now. So make this your weekly moment of calm as we explore faith, hope, love, and what it means to be human. And know this, this journey is ever unfolding as I invite you to see what's next with me, Martin Sheen, and thank you.